evening. It is a wonderful night. My husband and I are actually in Ozona County. It's about 778 miles away from Phoenix, Arizona. And we have been driving all day since about 6 a.m. this morning. And my husband is so tired. So guess where we are pulled over tonight? We're pulled over right in front of the Davy Crockett statue. And Davy Crockett has been someone my husband's been fascinated with ever since he was a little boy. And we just got through eating at one of the famous restaurants out here called The Hitchin Post. So I'm full and ready to go on my birthday. Yes, it is my birthday. And, getting old is an optional. Thank goodness for that. As I always tell everyone, we're only half of our age, astrologically speaking. First part of our life, we are asleep, and then we start to awaken with much more knowledge as we grow. So tonight's show is very special, because what I'm going to be doing is reading from a special book entitled The Forbidden Gift. And it is by a medium who is no longer living. His name is Levi York, who was a very close friend of my husband's, and also another close friend of ours by the name of Owen, who's been like a brother to my husband for many, many years. And Levi, many years, was channeling Antar. Antar was an extraterrestrial that came through him, and when he was just a normal person, Levi, he would just be like you and me every day, you know, and whenever he would start to go into sort of another world, he would become this, like, sort of pet name, which he entitled Shiamake. Shiamake represents the vibrational sound pattern that represents the unification of both male and female characteristics, the qualities of the conscious self. And they arise from the deeper process of one's holistic personality. So we all have that in us. It originates from the outside of your conscious time-space syndrome. In other words, the time-space continuum. And it then moves on to the consciousization of unconscious processes as regards to a human individual. So with the subconscious features of one's personal self, they become conscious and integrated, then transforming into motivation, and this will help one's general approach to life. And I thought that it would be a really good night to do this, especially right now with the universal dragon over the world in the sign of Scorpio Taurus. Scorpio Taurus actually is the constellation in which Antar comes from. So Scorpio has to deal with, you know, metaphysics, the death, the rebirth, and other people's wealth. In other words, their happiness in all areas of life. And in that sense, I'm going to be talking about the implication of the celestial body Venus, which is the morning star and evening star, represented by Taurus, the bull. So, and this is an association to all of the sons of God, and this also involves its opposite, Lucifer, in other words, Mars, which is represented by that of Scorpio. So at its worst, and or the Aries sign, baby of the zodiac, which is in full bloom, like the first of spring, and in regards to the vernal equinox. And at its best, it becomes the genius or leader of the mind. In other words, the pupil in our eye, which is the pupil of the flower. So we are all light bearers. each and every other sign of our zodiac, which rules a different area of our animation, and we're all growing and learning in time and space. This makes for the combination of astrology, astronomy, and psychology. In other words, astropsychology, the whole, because you cannot have one without the other. Everything omnipresent is omnipotent. Everything occidental is oriental. Above, below, all around, beyond, and never ending. So now I'm going to start on chapter 1 of the Forbidden Gift, Antar and Shiamake. And it starts something like this. I am not a subconscious program or a reproduction of an alternate version or valence of the psychic's personality. I am not of the human kingdom. Nor are you. When I first began a sensorial dialogue with Shiamake, he was uncomfortable. To him, I was a welcome but fearful encounter. Before our breakthrough occurred, we had been having an energetic dialogue for some time. Shiamake was ready for added dimensions in his psychic sensory capacities. For many years, he had sensed my presence, but beliefs about entities of my kind were held within his imagination and sort of strangled him. He did not know how to make sense of me. Our background together was limited by the perspective of your dimension. Eventually, we developed a personal linguistic system with each other that he could understand. So Shiamake began to hear and sense my thoughts in his mind. Little by little, he began to trust me. In the corners of his mind, he feared I would steal his body from him and not give it back. My natural disposition, however, reassured him about my authenticity. Shiamake then began to wonder if I was another part of him, a creation of his own mind, if you will, if I was a puppet of his imagination. I must state that although I must use his mental faculties to communicate, I am not a product of Shiamake's mind. I am not an alternate personality. I am not an earthbound spirit. And though I have entertained a possible existence in your reality, I have not actually ever set foot upon your planet, for I have not a body vehicle that resembles yours. And you could say that I view your system from an angle not adopted by many entities. I happen to be basically generous and very friendly. Because I can pre-anticipate Shiamake's needs, I can also search your world and other worlds for answers to his questions before he even introduces them to me. So, upon my request, Shiamake voluntarily abstained from reading any other material after this order from other talented mediums, those living or deceased, and to prevent preferential distortion of our dialogues. I felt that his very open and sensitive mind should not yet be cluttered by other psychic mediums' interpretations of expanded sensory perceptions through immersion in books. My communications are meant to dispel superstition and to elucidate and illustrate fairly clearly the ways that you can create your own experiences, both electively and incidentally. This should be common knowledge and should be taught at the grade school level all over the world. I must focus on those root laws that affect the race, and these truths are universal in application, in scope, and character. But in the human sector, these root truths must be filtered through a lens called personality. That personality is the unique celestial identity. My psychic tries to define me. Am I a man, some may ask? Am I a woman? I am not human. How could I be a man or a woman? I relate because I am very empathetic. You see, I understand the way your minds and psychological patterns are wired, and I care for all life within the universe. But I care as much for the fulfillment and evolution of an insect, or a duck, or an owl, just as I do for you. I have an absolute love that is also absolutely impartial and not based on your backyard, your homegrown information, resource value systems. My psychic must be in trance, and my psychic must move up in vibration. I must always be in trance and move way down to the slowest wavelength attainable on my end to what you call the physical dimension in order for communication to take place on this level. It sounds simple only because we work very hard every day to make it look simple. The psychic is indeed a channel. The mental reins of energy are extended far beyond the usual so that contact can take place. But both for myself, even for Dr. Turi and I, the medium must place a certain frequency train extended out into the internal universe so that contact can be made. In this sense, the psychic's brain is a corridor through which communications can take place. I do not own the ideas that I manufacture. They cannot be copyrighted, but they are yours also. There are beings that communicate with your kind in the dream state, like myself, like Inatar, who pump ideas into your genetic code while you sleep, and eventually you will manufacture your version of this idea. Entities such as ourselves are attempting to create a ecologism to cause society to come together into a coherent synthesis of interrelated cultures, politics, and ideas that work for the masses at large, and will also save the alternative ecosystems that are becoming extinct or nearing extinction due to man's overmining of rainforests and native habitats of various animal creatures on your planet. But for none is more valuable than the other. They must not become extinct before their time, or before they have even had a chance to fulfill their purpose. They too have a right to be in your dimension, and indeed, they have equal rights. You see, most of those upon the planet every day are sleepwalking. 99.9% of our world are totally unconscious of what lies above and what is in them, the reflection. They are born, they live, you eat, you breathe, and then all of a sudden you die in a trance. It is difficult for those of our kind to communicate with the majority of those of your kind. It is difficult for those of those kinds, the others, to communicate with the majority of your kind in your dimension. Many humans think that they have all the answers. They believe that they have defined the borders of your physical world, and with their intellectual and technological knowledge, they seek to master the environment, to make it pleasant, to try to make it a pleasant place for everyone on this planet, but frequently at the expense of our Earth that we live on, any other species that occupy it. They are still not spiritually advanced beings. They are intellectuals that are highly educated on rather prejudiced special interest group standards. They do not possess a spiritually mature integrity. And so part of our mission here on this plane is to reawaken that natural sense of integrity that has not yet been compromised by the educational enculturation process, and to assist the birthing of such great individuals who often are born into what your usual psychologists would term as dysfunctional families. So what I read, what I'm reading, are the genetic vehicles or bodies. The mind has its own genetics, and so does the soul. I, Inatar, am from a different species of non-physical alien creature. I do not have blood vessels. I do not have a heart beating in my chest. I do not experience time the way that you do, he says. The events, the chronological flow of human seasons and development move before me and do not affect me. I see the rise, I see the fall of your civilizations and the pitiful power struggles that your race is so known for. You spend so much time every day trying to outwit, outproduce, and conquer one another. But the true self is not outwitted. It is not outsmarted, and it definitely cannot be fooled. You can and you do hide information from yourself, quite excellently at times, and for various purposes that suit you individually and in mass. And that's so, so sad and unfortunate. My purpose, as well as Dr. Turi's purpose and Trania's purpose, and many of the cosmic coders out there who think just like we do, is, in Anatar's words, to encourage the non-profane opening of alternative channels of perception, reception, and transmutation of unconscious data in the raw to conscious use and application. My species has spoken for unlimited amounts of time to many galaxies. We are educated. Some of us are more talented than others, but all are sincere. And as we teach, we also learn. We are the warriors of the universe that inform what you might call the master source on the misgivings of its creation, its activities, and its side effects. And for many, it is difficult to translate that into human terms, but it is pertinent. It is the timeless version of communication because there is no time and space. We are in many dreams at once, multidimensional, many-sided dreams. We assume many educational roles. We convert data from one system of reality into comprehensive terms for other systems of reality. We are translators, psychic speech therapists. We are the guides that form information into symbols. And those symbols are written into the sky that can be digested by other life forms. We have a sub-affiliation in what you might call angelic circles. We use whatever symbols are necessary to distribute our data at the time and century to which we communicate. Gandhi, for instance, he was one of the ETs in the flesh. Just like Dr. Turi is today a man who is attempting peace, love, light, and harmony, just as many gods over our time. There have been thousands. Some have never entered into your system, but are casually interested. Some are browsing to see what opportunity may come their way. Others are more experienced in such communications, just like we are experienced in the cosmic code. And that is the communication that will help your species translate dream information into practical application. We are the watchdogs of your universe, the information resources. Do not limit my identity, do not limit yours to the concepts, primitive though they are, that we must use to communicate. We are both mutually beyond all such conception. We are the producers of the concept, but not confined to products of the conceptual arts. There is no currently existent vocabulary in your world to precisely equivalate what we shall term as pure data. Pure data is information that has all the rhetoric stripped from it. It is fresh. It is pure. It possesses a classic and a traditional timeless quality. I see the whole spectrum of your identity through eyes that resemble the perceptive patterns of the eyes of a praying mantis, a grasshopper, or even a fly. I realize that this may sound odd to some of you. I am not an insect. My perceptive antennas are composed in such a fashion that I perceive as totalities. Your minds right now are struggling to evolve to the potential. But this is one of the reasons why I have been sent and so volunteered. I already have these perceptive potentials active. In your terms, the total of my biofield is approximately 5 miles in circumference at the date of this writing. From the point of most concentrated energy, which is the core that carries my mental seed, imprinted thereon is my historical species, mathematical, genetic energy maps of evolutionary unfoldment, which is my generating core, my primal or seed patterns characteristics. I exist in energy-filled dimensions that predate the explosion into matter that gave birth to your original solar systems and its subsystem galaxies. I am one of the oldest, still intact entity energy intelligences that I know. Now, to get to your dimension, I must pass each time through the entire movement of your universe to its current all-inclusive energy thresholds. Eventually, I move in energy time through sheets and layers of encoded memory that are contained within all-inclusive multi-level envelope that I conceptualize for you through Chioma K's brain. These are the pre-spiritual blueprints on which the foundations of your objective reality hinge. From your level to mine, geographical dimensions such as distance, empty space, time, density, in fact, your experience of time duration would change as you expanded in energy from, say, a point to the circumference of a circle of any size. Such phenomena that are a threshold of consciousness, or what I term your threshold of energy, would just melt away as you approach the environmental domain. And that is my home. It is also yours. You would expand into a sensation of weightlessness that is a side effect of a concept which I'm going to develop for you people, which I term as density evaporation or density dispersion. You would also develop amnesia and maybe even suppress memory of the event, as you do habitually anyways most of your lives, because of inbred fears and psychological rejection mechanisms that have been practiced for so long that they've become a genetic ritual, cutting each of you off from your own sources of fulfillment to varying degrees as regards taboo dimensions and off-limit areas of reality. Your biology, then, is what has limited your sensory vocabulary, which is habitually designed to pick up only patterns of energy that it, the sensory equipment, will register. I, like many before me, would pass through your scheme of things like an angel in the night, unperceived, unregistered, and thus unacknowledged by Chioma K, your species, unless my kind. Okay, folks, I'm so sorry about what just happened. We're out in the middle of the boonies almost, so we got cut off. The reception died and the signal was lost. What I'm going to do is, if you guys liked what I began reading tonight, you may email me this feedback to dr.turi@cox.net. dr.turi@cox.net, dr.turi@cox.net, and there's no accidents, so we are on our way now to Florida, and we're going to be there, as you all know, 2 to 3 weeks. We'll be arriving late tomorrow night, and I will do the next show even better. So I will continue and make it even better next time around. I'm so sorry about that. But you know what? It makes you want more, I hope. Meantime, guys, wish us a great trip. We wish you a wonderful rest of the week. And we shall, and a beautiful birthday is on the way for me, I hope. So good night. We love you guys. And we shall see you next time, next Wednesday. Ciao.